positive, that there'll be more ATMs provided. It'll instruct the bank. Well, there's only one bank now left in Manor Hamilton to provide an ATM. Now, they will say they have a machine inside, but an ATM for 24-hour services is not there. So I presume it'll instruct them to provide an ATM service on the building somewhere in Manor Hamilton. So that'll be good news. While there is ATMs, and as I said before, in fairness to the credit union, they stepped up to the mark at the time, and they put in an ATM there as well. But I suppose widely, I'd like to have seen probably in the bill as well, indeed if I had an influence in it myself, which I don't, but maybe in each district that there should be a counter services, a bank with counter services in each district, in each municipal district. And I'd say there's very few municipal districts that doesn't have such a service. But certainly in the Manor Hamilton area, we don't have that. And I think it's time that they'd step up to the mark and provide that service. I'm sure they have it in most municipal districts right across the country. I'd say I know of one here anyway, but I'd say there's probably only a handful that doesn't have that service. So that's what I'd have liked to see included in it as well.
So while the bill does seem to be heading towards safeguarding the use of cash in society going forward, you don't really feel that it goes far enough or that it could go further, really?
It certainly could go further. While providing ATMs and that is okay, but you need counter services in a region as well. I'd like to think that people of the Manor Hamilton area are adjoining area with a fairly heavy population that has to either travel Sligo, Ballyshannon or Carrick-in-Shannon. You know, you're talking about 78 kilometres of an area that has no banking service in the county, working counter services. So it doesn't, you know, and as I said when I spoke to Niall Delaney on this the other day, you know, that whole area has to be looked at. And I know the banks would say it's commercial decisions, and indeed people, and I'd say it myself, you know, that the taxpayers has shareholders in the bank and the government has shares in it. But I suppose what we felt at the time, and we were told at the time, you still can't influence commercial decisions, but they're making good profit, and they have always made good profit. Now, I know there was difficulty the back some years ago when they were bailed out, but where they'll be making bigger profits, they should be able to align the profits and take a bit of a loss in an area in rural Ireland where the likes of Manor Hamilton needs a service that they should be providing.